And my guest is Nikki Krishna from Flancy Activewear, based in Curry Mallet. Hello, Nikki.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. Welcome to Tone FM. And first of all, just tell us a bit about yourself.
So I'm Nikki. I am a 55-year-old runner. I own a company called Flancy Activewear, which is not my day job. I'm a pharmaceutical rep in the real world, but hoping to give that up very, very shortly to do Flancy Activewear.
Now, when you say you're a runner, a very keen and active runner, you don't just do a little run around the block, do you? You go the whole hog.
I used to start with a little run around the block. I started running around 25 years ago as a bet. It was my dad that bet me 100 South African rand that I could not run a marathon, and that's like a red rag to a bull. So I got back from my holiday in South Africa, bought a pair of running shoes, entered the London Marathon, and ran to the end of the road and found that I couldn't breathe very well. But persevered, and about a year later managed to complete the London Marathon, and I've gone on to do 101 marathons.
Wow. That's a hell of a milestone. So you completed your 100th marathon quite recently, didn't you?
Yeah, it was around 2 weeks ago. Mm. It was the White Star Running Giant's Head Marathon in Dorset.
So what was it like going into that marathon, knowing that at the end of it is 100? And it's a big achievement, that, isn't it?
It was amazing. I had a fantastic day. Weather was baking. My husband, who is absolutely not interested in my running at all, actually came along. It's a beautiful marathon. I wanted to do that one as my 100th because it's got a fantastic medal based on the Cern Abbas giant. I'm sure you know about the Cern giant. It took me around 6 hours. It's a very hilly route, but absolutely beautiful. Really good company on the way round. And to top it all off, we had a fantastic medal. The company presented me with a beautiful gin glass, because I like gin, engraved with my name. And I got a lovely T-shirt and another special 100th marathon medal, and then lots of Prosecco and cake.
Because it's a special club, isn't it, the 100 Club?
It is. You have to register for it once you've reached your 50 marathons. And all the marathons that you do, they do have to be verified. A certain number have to be road marathons. They have to be UK. Some of them have to be UK-based. And they all have to be the actual 26.2 mile plus distance. So quite a number of my marathons were actually ultra marathons, which is anything longer than a standard marathon.
How do you fit all this in into your lifestyle? Because you've got to be constantly training, and you've got a business, and you're a pharmaceutical person. So how do you fit it all in?
I don't know. I don't have time to go to work.
How do you have time
honest?
For a married life? Have you got kids as well?
No children, but I have a very, very keen running dog called Billy, who's a Hungarian Vizsla. No, you just have to be organised. I'm not very organised. I don't actually specifically train for marathons. I use marathons as my training runs. So I literally just flit from event to event. I run with a local running club, so that encourages me to go out, and then social runs at weekends. So it's all just really fitted around work and Flancy.
Now, your brand Flancywear, how long has that been going?
We had the idea about 4 or 5 years ago because, as you may or may not have noticed, the majority of running wear out there is black. Mm. And I don't like black. I think it's dull, it's boring, and it's something that people hide behind. So basically...
What do you mean by that?
When I think that people who are larger find they believe that black is a slimming colour, or if people are new runners, they don't want to stand out from the crowd so they can blend in with everybody else wearing black. Or if people think they're too slow, again, they feel they can hide. But what we want to do is empower confidence. So it's all about bringing out some colour and giving people the confidence to show themselves how great they are, be individual, and shine in their colour.
And as well as that, when you have all those wild colours, it's fun, isn't it?
It's absolutely fun. I mean, some people describe running as boring. So if you're going to wear something bright and colourful and fun, you're going to feel good, look good, and put a smile on your face.
So do you do all the design work yourself, or have you got somebody in to do that?
We had a professional UK-based sportswear designer design the actual body of the product, and a friend of mine, Jan Olive, who is a Wellington-based...
I was going to say, she's from Wellington, isn't she?
She certainly is. She's a surface design artist. She does all of our patterns, so they're completely bespoke and completely unique to Flancy.
So what is the difference between what you do and what some of the other manufacturers make?
Well, because our products are designed by sports people for sports people... Mm-hmm. It's very important about the fit, the comfort, the fact that the shorts don't ride up, that the skirts cover a multitude of backside sins, that you look good, you feel good, you feel comfortable. It's all completely wicking. We've listened to our customers and given them what they wanted, like iPhone pockets on the thighs of the new skorts. And I think because we're a small enough company, we can actually make changes to our products to suit our customers.
Mm. Are you going to expand in other areas? Perhaps accessories, running accessories?
Not at the moment, no. We're going to stick with what we know, which is the legwear. Mm. In the future, who knows? But at the moment, it's just going to be legwear and skorts.
And if anybody's interested in having a look or maybe buying some of your activewear, what's the website address?
It's www.flancyactivewear.co.uk. And that's Flancy, F-L-A-N-C-I.
And what about your next run? What's your next challenge?
Laura, who does some of our PR work, has talked me into doing an ultra marathon with her, and that will be her first ultra. And that's the Salisbury 54321 in August. I'm also attempting to do the King Offers Dyke Ultra in September, which is a 185-mile ultra from Chepstow to Prestatyn. You've got 90 hours to do it.
I'm breaking out into a sweat just thinking about that one.
I don't mind
my sort of casual sort of 5 to 8 milers a couple of times a week, but I'll leave it there for now.
It's actually not all about ultra running. I think the couch to 5K is brilliant, and I think the park run is one of the best things that's ever
park
been started.
Park run's brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah. And it encourages people to get out there and have a try.
It's great seeing all the kids running around. I went down there the other week, actually, and all the kids are running around at a young age. It's just great to see.
Absolutely. It's such a family event, and I think it encourages people to get out there and have a go.
Wonderful. Look, lovely to see you. And any running achievements that you achieve in future, let me know about it.
Thank you very much.